coffee. First of all, John, you've been out in the cold for a while. You must be delighted to be back.
Oh, yeah, it's been a bit of a frustrating time, I suppose, with injuries and then, you know, not getting a crack. Been something I've probably been frustrated with all year. You know, I've kind of gone from, you know, playing the most in 2 years to not really featuring at all. So it's been a tough time, but, you know, it's nice to get a shot. And the weekend, I suppose we played quite well, especially in the second half. We attacked well, so you know when you get your shot and you play like that, it's a pleasure to be involved with the style that we're trying to play. You know,
because with Leicester, you had 5 years on the bounce, hadn't you?
Yeah, it was good time over there. You know, I played 99 times, so it was I really enjoyed it, but. You know, I've thoroughly enjoyed my time here, so it's now I suppose it's my chance, and I've been waiting for a while, so now that I'm getting an opportunity, I need to take it.
It was close enough last week, the first half in particular.
You know, they're a very good side. I know we've beaten them four times now, but it's, as Marcus said during the week, it's very hard to beat a team four times in a row, because you're so used to playing them. You know, we know each other inside out, so we knew they were missing a couple of guys, we were missing a couple of guys, so we knew it was going to be very, very tight. And the way we want to play is all about grinding teams down and then really letting loose in the last 20, you know, 25 minutes. And I suppose we did that. It was kind of a blueprint of how we want to play. So we need to kind of go forward now. You know, there's been a couple of performances like that throughout the year, but we've never really kicked on and gone on to where Rob and Simon want us to be. So hopefully we can do that this weekend.
Now with Simon Zeebout, and I know we all wish him well, but it means that the spotlight is going to be on you.
Yeah, but look, you know, opportunity comes in different ways, and you know, it's very sad to see something like that happen to Simon. You know, he's at the top of his game at the moment, and you know, everything's going right for him, and you know, he is certainly a loss for both for us and for Ireland. You know, he probably would have been in Lions contention as well, so hopefully it doesn't knock him back too much in that regard. He can get back and you know, get his place on. There's plenty of tours around, hopefully he can get his place on that.
Scarlets, not going to be a pushover.
No, not at all. You know, they're just above us in the league. There's a huge scramble for second place, really. You know, there's only 5 points between sixth and second, and I think, you know, everyone is chasing that second spot, you know, that home semi-final. So it's huge. We're playing two teams ahead of us in the next 3 weeks, and we've really targeted this block of four games, not because of the position we're in the league, but because lads like myself and Ivan and JJ are getting the opportunities. You know, Nags as well, we're getting these opportunities that we've been really wanted for the last, you know, 2-3 months. So it's down to us. It's our time, and we really need to push on.
How optimistic would you be, Johnny, considering that they actually beat you in Musgrave Park? Now, I know probably a crap night, you know, where anything could have happened, really, yeah. I suppose. Could you judge from that? Or?
Not really, no. Conditions probably took control that night, but we definitely didn't do ourselves any favours that night with how we played. You know, it's a team before that, you know, they hadn't beaten us for a long time, so we're very confident. We're in a good space from last week, but as I said already, we need to really push on now. That's just a foundation of where we want to be. So it's going to be very hard. We're getting a couple of guys back from Ireland. They'll have a couple of guys back from Wales. So it really is hanging in the balance. So, but this is a huge game. We have to win this if we have any aspirations of being second. You know.
So you have to. Do you have to play a more clever kind of game, because that match in Musgrave Park, the conditions were so bad that you actually tried to open up the game and you made mistakes, and certainly one try tries, in fact.
Yeah, well, I think if you look at how we played this weekend, we played quite pragmatic at times. We kicked the corners. Ian, you know, Keith really, he drove the game so well, probably one of his best games ever in that regard. So he made right decisions of when to kick, when to run. And, you know, the times we ran out of our, you know, of our red zone were when it was on, and we made good ground, and we might have kicked maybe a phase later or two phases later because that was the right option at the time. So Keats, you know, it was definitely last week was making those decisions. So we're starting to play rugby in the right areas, which is what, you know, what's Rob all about.
Has he put himself into contention for an Irish call up on that, given that there is going to be a vacancy?
Yeah, well I think Ian, you know, I think Keats is up there. He's a very talented fella. You know, he's already played for Ireland a couple of times. He's very experienced. I suppose he showed in the Metro game, and especially at the weekend, how we can run games like that. You know, Raj is Raj, he can't say enough about him. You know, he's probably going to play this weekend with us for a bit of game time, but you know, there's certainly, if Johnny's out,